This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. Governor Jay Nixon says it's possible he could support the House Republicans' alternate Medicaid proposal if some crucial changes are made. He met with the GOP caucus yesterday to discuss his Medicaid expansion proposal and their plans to reform the system. Nixon told reporters that any proposal still needs to expand Medicaid to 138% of the federal poverty level.
Secretary Sebelius has been very clear that the Medicaid piece has to get you to 138. How you get there and the market-based reforms to get you there, I think is a good area for discussion. And I look forward to, as we move through the process, working together on getting a model to get to that federally required number.
Nixon says there's plenty of time left in this year's legislative session to reach an agreement. Meanwhile, a state House committee voted 7-2 last night in favor of the Republican Medicaid bill. It would only expand coverage to an additional 180,000 Missourians while removing about 44,000 children from the Medicaid rolls. The governor remains opposed to that provision. Meanwhile, Governor Jay Nixon says the Missouri Department of Revenue is not forwarding information on applicants for driver's licenses and conceal and carry endorsements to the federal government. He became exasperated with reporters who asked questions about the controversy during a press conference yesterday at the state capitol.
This Department of Revenue in this state of Missouri is not collecting a bunch of unuseful data to send to some sort of magical database someplace to mess with people. It's not happening, okay? They're just not doing it. I mean, you know that, and I know that.
Department of Revenue officials have delivered thousands of documents related to its practice of scanning documents to a Missouri Senate committee in response to a subpoena issued last month. Two of the seven school board positions in the Southern Boone School District were up for election on Tuesday. KBIA's Tony Nochum tells us the results and one winner's plans for the upcoming term.
Incumbents Barrett Glasscock and Ellen Kesterson retain their seats for the next 3 years. Glasscock received the majority of votes, with 547 defeating three other challengers. The Ashland real estate agent says he ran again because there were uncompleted objectives from his first term.
We had some unfinished business that I wanted to be a part of, one being getting started on the right foot with a new superintendent that'll take over the 1st of July. And then we've got some facility issues that are coming up to make sure we've got the right amount of classrooms and the quality of buildings for our students.
Last year, former Superintendent Charlotte Miller resigned shortly after a letter by her assistant accused her of unfair treatment in the workplace. As Glasscock heads into his second term, he says this issue helped the school board improve its relationship with the community.
The issue with the superintendent last summer, that was kind of eye-opening to us. We made some changes there to be more transparent with the patrons, to be more open, try to listen more. I've always found it to be an open-door policy as far as I'm concerned with patrons.
Chris Felmley was named the new superintendent in January. Glasscock also says his main focus will be on how to cope with the increasing size of the school district.
We're already starting to feel some crunches as far as space goes, and we're kind of bumping the ceiling on our bonding capacity, so we're going to have to take a very serious look on how we can arrange for classrooms for the growth that we have in the next 3 years. I think that's going to be critical.
Glasscock says he was actually at a meeting when the election results were running, so he didn't find out about the winning until later that night. Tony Nochum, KBIA News.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture will announce today that it will fund a University of Missouri project focused on building drought resiliency through soil health. It's part of a set of USDA grants designed to spur research intended to help farmers and ranchers hit hard by drought. Harvest Public Media's Abby Fentress-Swanson explains.
The $5.3 million in funds will go to 12 universities and a group of Native American tribes across the country for the study of soil health, irrigation efficiency, forage systems, and water conservation. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says these grants are a response to two bad years of weather, first flooding, then drought.
And so it's important for us to begin to figure out ways in which we can adapt to these more extreme weather conditions, and specifically to drought, since it's been so widespread and we've had some areas of the country that have suffered from it for a considerable period of time.
Through demonstrations and trainings, researchers from Colorado to Missouri will be required to teach farmers and ranchers the best land management practices during drought or flood. Abby Fentress-Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
The use of drones in criminal investigations or surveillance of farms without receiving prior consent would be barred in Missouri under a bill advanced by the House. The legislation, given first-round approval yesterday, would still allow law enforcement agencies to conduct aerial surveillance if they have a warrant or if there's immediate danger. Republican Representative Casey Guernsey of Bethany said his bill protects privacy rights and prevents unwanted surveillance. The measure would prevent evidence obtained during unwanted surveillance from being introduced in any potential criminal court proceeding. Republican Representative Paul Curtom of Pacific added a provision that prevents reporters and news organizations from conducting air surveillance. He cited journalism school courses and drone usage as the reason for his amendment. KBIA has partnered with the Missouri School of Journalism on the Missouri Drone Journalism Program. The collaboration's website says students in the reporting course work with unmanned drones to create journalism. KBIA producer Scott Pham has responded on the program's blog, saying they have already been operating under similar restrictions and do not believe this bill will prevent them from pursuing more stories. The measure needs one more vote before moving to the Senate. Voters in more than a dozen Missouri counties have approved local taxes that can be applied to out-of-state purchases. Figures from the Missouri Association of Counties show use taxes passed in 13 of 18 counties where it appeared on Tuesday's ballots. In November, use tax proposals were defeated in 6 out of 8 counties. Results from Tuesday for cities seeking use taxes were mixed. Local governments have been seeking to enact use taxes after the state Supreme Court ruled last year that cities and counties cannot tax some vehicle sales unless such a tax has been adopted. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.